So you graduated OU, then you went on to Harvard.
Yeah.
Was that difficult?
Oh, terribly difficult, because everybody that was there was either an engineer or a finance major. Here I was an English major. And I'll never forget the money class, what was called control. Everything at Harvard Business School was taught by case studies. You'd read a 10, 20, 30-page story about something, and then at the end there'd be two or three questions. You'd go to class, and the professor would ask, John, what did you think of that? And sometimes you wouldn't be called on for a week. So you had to prepare because you didn't know when you'd be called on. But this control course, I'd read the case, and as I was walking into the class, this nice-looking, gray-haired professor, I went up to him, introduced myself. I said, I don't know anything about this. I'm an English major. I can add and subtract, but that's all. So don't you think it'd be better if maybe I didn't? He said, you have to have this course. Look, you're exactly the kind of student I want. He said, you're perfect. Go in there and just see. Well, what it was, I'll never forget, the first case was about a man that made furniture in his basement. He started out with little things, and he got so good, he'd make a coffee table or a rocking chair, and after the weeks it took him to make one, he'd give it to his friends. One day his wife said, do you have any idea how much money you spend down there doing this? He said, I never thought about it. Well, let's sit down and see if we can't figure it out. So they sat at the kitchen table with a pad and pencils, and they'd say glue, paint, varnish, electricity. They'd have this list of 50 things. And that was what our case was which are capital items and which are operating costs. So the class would talk about it. And this was a piece of cake for me. I really learned something. What I think was the best thing that happened to me at the business school, learning that way, I really learned what numbers were for and what they did, not just by rote that they were this or that. And it helped me here. That was my strong suit. Having learned that way, we ended up that year balancing GE's books. So I enjoyed the business school. My first year was really tough, but most of the guys sailed through the first year because they'd had all this. The second year was tough for them then. The second year was relatively easy for me. That's when I started flying out to see Peggy every weekend.
And then you graduated. Where did you graduate in your class at Harvard?
Oh, out of the 600, about 400th, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you the truth, I didn't go to the graduation because I wanted to go to California.
That definitely was a life-changing experience for you.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. Yeah. No, I learned a lot. And not only that, that opened doors for you any place. The fact that in New York then, when I'd go to an investment house and I'd sometimes know people there that I'd graduated with.
It's interesting, your father, that cold relationship you had, he did make some wise decisions for you.
Well, yeah, and Dad and I in the company fought all the time. Because the company then was run without any consequence to numbers. We'd take a drilling contract. 4 months after we completed it, we'd find out whether we got paid enough to cover what it cost us to drill.
Right after you graduated from Harvard. Then did your father press you to join the business then?
No, he didn't. He never mentioned it to me. But when I'd proposed to Peggy and she said, you don't even have a job, I said, I'm going to teach. Southern Cal and UCLA have offered me a job. She said, you better find a job. So the only place I knew to look was Helmut & Payne.
So it wasn't your father. I thought you said something about he had had, what, two or three heart attacks?
Yeah, he had. Of course, when I told him I wanted to come there, he was pleased.
Wasn't there a point where he did ask you, please, I'd like to have you come into the company?
He never really asked me to come into the company. It was just that I didn't know any place else to get a job. And when I called him, he said, great, come on. So I was out in the field for a year.